You're listening to The Christian Book Show. Real authors, real discussions, real issues. Books are about ideas. As believers, our ideas ought to be better. Our stories more compelling. We're here to spread ideas that lead to life. Our Savior made the religious establishment nervous and gave hope to the common people. We're here to do the same. Christian authors, leaders, and influencers share their message. Let's talk to the author.
Hi, folks. Welcome to this edition of The Christian Book Show. Today, we've got Lenore Schuer with us, and she is a novelist from Canada. And let me tell you a little bit about her first, and then we're going to talk about her book. Lenore was born and raised in a small town in Saskatchewan in the Canadian prairies. She began writing her first novel at age 11, longhand and on foolscap. And for you folks that aren't writing professionals, foolscap is like a what we call a legal pad. And she gave up after about 14 pages because of cramps in her hands. But the love of writing was born, and it would take some form or another throughout the rest of her life. Her first magazine article was published in 1989, and from there she went on to work as a staff writer for a magazine publisher, and later wrote magazine articles on a freelance basis and advertising pieces for tourist publications. This is her first novel, and her novel is... the title of it is It's All About the Heart. And I'm going to read just a little excerpt from it, and then we'll talk to Lenore. The wind swirled through the trees while a gust of cold air appeared to slap Jenny in the face as she walked toward the line of buildings at the end of the street. 10 more steps. She lifted the collar on her coat and clasped it with her left hand to keep the icy draft from blowing on her neck. Just as she reached the entrance of the first gray stone building, a splash of rain hit her. No umbrella, she thought. She pushed the heavy wooden door open and stumbled inside. The warm smell of coffee and baked goods enveloped her, helping her to quickly forget where she had just been. Thus begins Janie's journey of the heart. Lenore, welcome to the Christian Book Show, and tell us a little bit about you that I didn't cover, like where you live now and what you're doing.
Well, thank you for having me. I live in British Columbia right now. I'm probably about 4 hours away from Vancouver, which most people would recognize. And I'm living in a beautiful spot. It's a lot warmer here than parts of the U.S.
Good. Yeah, BC is gorgeous. BC is gorgeous. Let's talk about your book. You've got some characters in here. Janie is the main character. There's a character called Mr. Sherman and a character named Derek. Tell me a little bit about the mix. Tell me what's going. Tell us, the readers, what's going on as far as the story and how these characters interact with each other.
Well, I guess Janie's the main character. She's a young woman that's enrolled in college or university, and she's trying to find her path in life, like a lot of us go through. And Derek starts out as just being her friend from her childhood, and he tries to give her some advice here and there and get her on the right path. And then he realizes that if he introduces her to this elderly gentleman, Mr. Sherman, that Mr. Sherman would become a mentor to Janie. It's at the beginning you think that, well, she's just going to go keep this older gentleman company because his wife is in a home right now and he's lonely and just wants to talk and have tea. But it turns out it's more for her benefit than it is for him.
Yeah, it turns into that sometimes. This is a fascinating story, and it keeps the reader interested in the story, in what's going on in these people's lives. But there's a... greater purpose for your book. Let's talk about that a little bit. How did you, to me, when we first talked about your book, it's like a container or a holder for some ideas. Talk to me about these ideas, where you got them, and what does it mean when you say it's all about the heart?
Well, I wanted to write a book that was kind of in the self-help realm. Maybe I should go back a little bit. It was kind of through a series of messages that I'd heard more than probably 6 years ago. And I realized that most of how we conduct our lives on a daily basis comes out of what we feel and believe in our hearts. Whether it's good or bad, doesn't matter. It's just that's where it comes from. And that's probably what propels our actions. And so I started to see people, I started to see situations in a different light, more from the aspect of what's the motivation behind this, rather than just looking at the situation in face value. So I wanted to write this book. I wanted it to kind of be a self-help book, but I thought, well, I don't have credentials that I could put behind my name. So how am I going to get people to think that I know what I'm talking about? And so it happened that I was reading an entirely different book. It was a small hardcover book that I picked up, and believe it or not, the subject was buying or selling commodities. And that sounds like it would tend to be a relatively dry subject to a lot of people, but the book was written in an allegory. And it was short. I read it cover to cover. It pulled me in. And when I was done, I got the single message that they were trying to convey. So I thought, well, I can develop my book around the same idea. I'll write it as a novel. I'll pull people in and try to keep them entertained with the circumstances in these characters' lives. But underlying, it has a message. And it's all about the heart really means that our lives, our core of our being is our heart. And, you know, once we discern that, it'll probably help us to eliminate problems, if not at least identify them. That's my hope anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Using the fiction as a medium to portray the truth is such a powerful tool. And we see it all over the time. We see it all the time. One of the most profound books I've ever read, I read when I was in my 20s. I was just gotten into manufacturing, of all things. And manufacturing is a pretty, not a business that's conducive to novels. But I read this novel called The Goal. And it fascinated me because it was such a great story. But it wasn't, the story was just the package that drove those manufacturing truths home. And for you, in this book, the novel about Janny and Derek and Mr. Sherman is fascinating, and it keeps the reader involved, but it's really the package for driving home those truths. And it, to me, it's a really strong tool that an author can use.
Right.
That's neat. Tell me about some of your influences. I know that we have a mutual friend that some of his ideas helped influence your thinking and probably influenced some of the lessons in the book.
Right. That's Dr. Jim Richards. And I can't say that he's a personal friend, but I did meet him and talk to him briefly in one of his seminars. His message has definitely influenced the writing of this book. Robert Morris, who is a pastor in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And Dr. I don't know, maybe he's not doctor. Jimmy Evans, he's a pastor from the U.S. and he has been in the ministry for more than 40 years, and he talks a lot about the heart and relationships and repairing relationships. And he's got a good series called The Hurt Pocket that he says people don't know how to identify what's going on in their lives, so whenever they get hurt, they don't know how to deal with the pain, and they stick it in their pocket, and this pocket gets bigger and bigger until it just about explodes. So a lot of what I thought about, he had a lot of influence.
Wow. As well. Can you give us a specific lesson that Janny learned in the book to see kind of how the story transitions into the lesson for us? Is there something specific that's going to stick out to readers as far as what Janny's going through and how Mr. Sherman maybe helps open her eyes to a certain truth? And this is one of those questions where you actually have to remember parts of the book that you wrote. So, you know, sometimes for an author, interviewers and listeners want to think that this author has completely memorized her book. So it might be harder, but feel free to paraphrase.
Well, I think one of the main truths that comes out is, you know, when people get out of high school and get into post-secondary education, they're always looking for their path. And lots of times, other people will try and influence and say, well, you know, this type of career will make you a lot of money, and or, you know, take this other path here because of this reason, whatever it is. But what Jani finds out is that she needs to find out what her calling is in life and live that out no matter what, whether it's hard, whether it's, you know, something she doesn't quite recognize right at the beginning. That's the path she has to go on. And I think both Derek and Mr. Sherman help bring that out.
Does this book, are there parallels in this book between Jani and your own life? Are there? I know that every author writes from their own experience and their own mind and their own discoveries. Have you had parallels of this in your life where you've made choices maybe that you knew you needed to make, or dealt with quality of life that might have trumped choices that other people thought were good for you or what society was telling you to do?
Yes. the thing is, I think I made a lot of decisions based more on what people influenced, or more on what people told me to do, rather than what was in my heart.
Yep.
At the beginning. And it took me a lot of years to kind of undo that and redirect my path. But the funny thing about the characters in the book, you say that, you know, authors write parallels. Of all the characters in the book, I'm least like Jani, or Jani is least like me.
Who are you? Okay, that begs the question. Who are you most like?
I'm the 85-year-old man. Most. But there are elements of me in every character. I think just Jani's probably the least. It was kind of hard to write her because I was somewhat detached from her. And it was easier to write Mr. Sherman. It was easier to write the mom. It was easier to write even the brother, Jani's brother, because I see some elements of myself in each of these characters. And she starts out in a very observant role, and she doesn't make a lot of decisions until farther into the book and towards the end.
Could Jani be maybe a character that you or your alter ego, Mr. Sherman, would be counseling? Is that, you know, if you were saying, if somebody like Jani came to me, this is the wisdom that I could offer her?
Yes. Yeah. That's
perfect. Perfect. Okay. Now, if you look at the cover of the book, the cover of the book has a young woman looking out over the valley and the water, and there's mountains, and it's a novel, and it's all about, and the title of the novel is all about the heart. So I'm hearing romance here.
Right.
You know, okay. So, you know, as a man, I see a cover like that. I look at the title thinking, okay, we got us a romance here. So I don't want to be the spoiler, and I'm not going to be the spoiler, but is this going to qualify for a romance?
Not really. No. So the old adage, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yep.
That definitely applies here.
So guys would enjoy this as much as ladies.
Yeah. And I think men are in just as much need of recognition of heart issues, even if not more than women. And so a lot of the material I got was from men sources. And so it's gonna maybe not appeal to them as much, but they're gonna need it. Or than even a lot of women do.
And I think I might disagree with you on something, Lenore, is I'm a publisher, so I read a lot of books.
Okay.
And we just finished a children's book. And it's not our first children's book. We've done a lot of them before. And this is the second novel written by a woman that we have done in the last 2 months that could be interpreted as having a romantic interest. So that could be, if you judge a book, like you said, judge a book by its cover. And, you know, just as a guy, that's the first thing I think of. And those two books, your book and the other novel that we did about a month ago, and this children's book, I get as much of a kick out of them. I love them. I love the story. I love the lessons. And, you know, I like children's books as much as anything because they're so simple and they've got such a great lesson to them. And I read books like yours because it's part of the publishing process, but I get drawn into them. I don't think of these as what we might call chick books down here at all. I think they're a fascinating story. And I think you're right, is whether guys might think that at first or not, guys probably need this as much or more than anyone.
I agree.
Good, 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 good. So we're going to get this book out just in time for Christmas. And I mean just in time. This is the last book that True Potential is publishing this year. And we've already started on our spring publishing calendar. But tell us about where people can get this book. Now, on the Christian Book Show, like always, on the page, the podcast page, we're going to have all the links. We're going to have everything you need, where you can buy the book, where you can get a hold of Lenore. But my goal is, as I want the listeners here, if they're interested in this, I want you to go to Lenore's site, to Lenore's social media first. I want you to buy this from her first, personally, before you go anywhere else. But tell us, Lenore, where can folks get this book?
You can find me on Facebook, where I will post all the links. And my own personal website will be lenoreshur.com. And I hope to have it set up through PayPal that people can buy directly off that website. If not, they can just email me through there and contact me, and I will send them a book with all the details of how to pay and shipping and that sort of thing. On Facebook, I'm found under Lenore Schur Hendricks. And that's about it.
Okay. Before we go, like I said, I'm not going to spoil this book for anybody. But when I read the last sentence of the last page, I kind of got the feeling like this story wasn't over yet. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
Okay. Okay.
I can tell you that there is a sequel, at least in my head so far.
Okay. Well, good. It might be considered a cliffhanger, but it, you know, I just got the feeling like, oh, this is the end, but to me it kind of looks like the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, good, good. Well, thanks for being on the Christian Book Show, Lenore, and we're really looking forward to this book getting out and being in the hands of people. And it's not just available in Canada, of course, it's available all over North America. And I really encourage folks to check out Lenore, get the book from her, and to start a conversation, not just about the book and the lessons in it, but after that, maybe kind of encourage her for what's going to happen after the last page of book one. Thanks, Lenore, for your time, and thanks for being on the Christian Book Show.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Christian Book Show. To learn more about the author and the book featured in this interview, visit christianbookshow.com. No spaces, no dashes. That's christianbookshow.com. For show notes on this interview. And be sure to subscribe so you won't miss the next interview.